This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
And welcome into Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm Rebecca Young, your host. You know, local businesses are the lifeblood of everything we do here at Radio Alabama. They shape how we work, mold how we interact, and create opportunities to be successful. And this week's Business in Our Backyard is Bluebell Creameries, all of our favorites. You scream, I scream, everybody screams for ice cream. And I have Perry Davidson, who is on our weekly video, and Chris Stevens, who used to be the same job, but he's moved up in the company. So, Chris, I'm going to start with you. You probably know more of the history of Bluebell.
Possibly. I mean, we've both been around here a long time, so we both know a lot about the company, but, you know, we are definitely seasoned for sure.
Yes. So when did Bluebell start?
Officially back in 1907. We started as a small little company in Brenham, Texas, slowly branched out of the Texas market over the years and added a plant in Oklahoma and eventually here in Sylacauga in the mid-90s. And so, you know, we've grown a lot over the last 100-plus years, but still strong, but we're based on our small-town values, just like Brenham, Sylacauga, and our Broken Arrow, Oklahoma plant.
Okay. And when did you start with Bluebell?
I started in 1996, November of 96, so 27 years ago.
Okay.
So I've been here for a minute, and still very happy to be here. It's a great company. I think we've invested a lot into our town and our employees, and it seems to be paying off for Bluebell because we've had support from everyone from the chamber to the community and obviously our Bluebell fans who definitely take care of the sales side of things.
The product.
Make sure that we do stay in business for sure.
And Perry, how long have you been with Bluebell?
I was a year later than Chris. I started in 97.
Okay. And just doing deliveries or?
Yep. I started on a route truck making deliveries.
And that's, is that a fun job or what?
Yeah. That's,
everybody looks forward to seeing you.
Except the waking up early.
Oh, how early did you have to wake up?
Well, we had to be at work at 4 o'clock.
Oh, so wow.
I'd get up at 2:45. And
You had to go to bed, what, at 7?
8 o'clock, yeah. 9 o'clock.
Did you do that, Chris?
I did do it for a while. And you know, your body adjusts to it eventually, but it does take a little bit of getting used to. But you know, once you're up and you get going, you see how busy your day is going to be because our product moves pretty good and you don't really have time to be tired. Mm-hmm. You have to kind of get going and, you know, it's very enjoyable because you interact with the people in the stores all day, every day. You get to hear the Bluebell story because every customer has a story about their favorite flavor or an event that we were involved in somehow. And it just always, that kind of makes the day go by a little faster for you when you're out there.
Oh, cool. So what do you enjoy most about your job, Perry?
I enjoy the day-to-day with the employees and the customers is my favorite part, and trying to grow our business along with my customers' business.
Okay. Chris, what is the most challenging aspect of the business?
I mean, for us, the number one thing we want to do is be a safe product. Food safety is our number one thing, and we spend a lot of time, effort, money to make sure we are meeting those goals. Obviously our occupational safety is something we take very serious, and then just trying to outdo ourselves. We've been very creative over the years in flavors and
indeed
and different types of products, and so trying to outdo ourselves has become a tough goal, which is a good problem, and that's mainly because of the support and because our product has been you know, welcomed so well by the public and our Bluebell fans.
Perry, what do you wish everybody knew about your job?
That it's a fun job. It's ice cream. It should be, it should be fun. So, you know, it has its challenges just like every job, but at the end of the day, it's ice cream and it's fun.
What are the challenges for you?
Just managing employees is probably the most challenging part. You know, making sure they do their job. And
is that getting harder?
No, I think it's pretty consistent. It's not getting any harder. Like Chris said, Bluebell's a great company, so all the employees are, you know, happy to work here and happy with our product. And, you know, it basically sells itself because it's so delicious. So it's you know, it's just people have different things in their life. They're sick, their family's sick, you know, just things change. And
well, a lot of companies are finding it hard to find people to work, actually work. I mean, are y'all having that trouble?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we have, just like everyone else in really the whole country, you know, finding a good quality employee sometimes is a challenge. Also, retention can be a challenge for you. We do have a lot of long-term employees in Sylacauga at the facility there. So, I mean, people who have bought into the company, bought into the program, you know, we do have, you're going to have, when you have 380 or so employees now, you're going to have some, turnover. But for the most part, we're very fortunate to have a great group of employees who've really, truly dedicated themselves to the company and what we're trying to all achieve, which is put a great, safe, delicious product out there for the people to enjoy.
Well, it certainly is delicious, yeah. I can tell you, that. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back with Bluebell Creameries.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm Rebecca Young, and I'm talking with Perry Davison and Chris Stevens of Bluebell Creameries. And Perry, what is the biggest challenge you've had to face this past year? The biggest, maybe a problem. I don't like calling things problems. I like calling them challenges. But what was the biggest problem or challenge you've had to face just in the last year?
Yeah, in the last year, we've had challenges with, you know, inflation, cost of ingredients, trying to, you know, create the retail that people are still going to purchase the product. So inflation's been a really big challenge for us in the past year.
Chris, what is something about this industry that has surprised you lately?
Well, first thing is making ice cream is not as easy as everyone thinks. It's, you know, there's a lot that goes into getting that ice cream on a shelf at a store. I mean, it takes an army to do it. It's a very logistically challenged. You've got milk and cream that come from all over the country, ingredients that come from all over the country. What we expect from our suppliers is pretty demanding. And so, you know, that part, people probably don't realize how challenging it is to actually get the ice cream in the carton. And so it's definitely something that's been a challenge for us over the years. And we've gotten good at it, obviously, but it's just an opportunity for us to continue to get better.
Now, do y'all get your milk and cream from barbers?
No, we get our milk and cream really from all over the country. We use different co-ops from around the country. Some of it can come from as far as New Mexico, Florida, Georgia. It really depends on pricing and supply is really what determines it.
Okay, and like they had problems with peaches last year. Did that affect you?
Sometimes it does. Some of our suppliers, if they have an issue, I see in the news right now, it hasn't affected us yet, but I see where cocoa is going to be expensive, and that seems to be a trend in the market. So that could eventually affect us down the road. And of course, that all affects us. Well, it won't be a shortage. It'll just be more expensive to make.
I've heard about that. Yeah. No. Well, it has to do with some disease on the trees or something.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Is a lot of the cocoa that's being affected is coming out of Africa, but you know, not necessarily that our cocoa comes from Africa, but it might affect the supply and then, of course, the cost. And those are some of the big challenges we face on the production side of things is trying to make an efficient, cost-effective product that we can be consistent on. So,
you've got milk, you've got cream, you've got what else goes into ice cream?
Sugar, obviously, is a huge part of it. I mean, you get into – those are the three, milk, sugar, cream are the main three, but then depending on the flavor, you have different types of additives that go in there, the vegetable oil, vanilla for fudge bars, vanilla flavoring. Of course, all your ingredients, if you get into that, you get into cake pieces, fruits, different things, cookies. Obviously, we make a lot of flavors with cookies, so we have tons of different ingredients that go into it. And of course, there's different types of sugars. We use brown sugar, regular sugar. Oh, sugars come out of anywhere.
Didn't think about that.
Yeah, we have sugar from Florida. We have sugar from up in the northern part of the United States. So it just depends on, you know, what we're making and what our supply looks like.
Well, Perry, what is the best-selling ice cream flavor?
Homemade vanilla by far.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. We were the first company to make it in 1969.
Really? That's cool.
It's just like you churned it, you know, in your backyard picnic. So it's by far our best seller.
Okay. Number two?
Cookies and cream.
My favorite. Yep.
We were the first company also to make cookies and cream.
Really? So, yep. That's so cool.
It's a delicious flavor.
Now, last year y'all came out with the Dr. Pepper, and that has been a really big seller, I hear.
Yeah, number one new flavor we've ever made. Super popular. First time we've teamed up with another company to make a flavor. So huge flavor. Really, really big for us last year.
And can we talk about maybe the possibility of a new one next year? Or no?
No, that's top secret.
Top secret. Okay, okay.
But I know we plan on having the Dr. Pepper float through the end of next year. So should be available for another, you know, 2 years almost.
Okay. All right. Cool. What about like just strawberry or cherry or all those little summer flavors? Are they pretty popular?
Oh, yeah. They're definitely both top 20 flavors. You know, strawberries are top 10 flavors. Cherry vanilla's top 20 flavors. So super popular flavors.
Do y'all get any of your ingredients from any farms in Alabama?
Not very many. I think some of our suppliers are really based on demand and based on cost. But we have, once we, I guess, select a supplier, we kind of try to stick with that particular one because we require a lot from them from the safety side of things. And so we really try to partner with those companies and be pretty loyal. Here in Alabama, we don't have a lot of suppliers for that that can meet our volume, honestly. Our volume is pretty heavy, and so nobody around here that we use currently that could, you know, kind of meet that for us.
Okay. And speaking of safety standards, how many gallons are pulled out to check every day?
Oh, my goodness. It's a lot. We have checks every so often throughout the day, and then, of course, we have the greatest job at the plants where you get to actually taste the ice cream for different reasons. And then, but we do several throughout the day on every line that's there. So we spend a lot of effort and cost and just that exercise is done at least hourly on every line. So multiple checks.
Okay. And talking about the future of Blue Bell, of course, the future is bright. We're coming out. We just came out with a new flavor. Did Blue Bell get that cake from St. Louis, from a St. Louis baker?
No, I don't believe the cake piece came from St. Louis, but it's definitely inspired from that region.
So that's the dessert. Recipe probably came
from.
Yeah,
it's very regional for that market. They seem to really love that cake, that gooey butter cake. So. But the cake we're using in it is delicious. It is a good cake, and everybody seems to really like it a lot when they try it. So we're excited about it.
Well, Perry brought some the other day, and all the little pints are gone in 2 days. I mean, poof. Yeah.
You didn't dig all the cake pieces out, did you?
No.
Okay. Some people like to do that. So.
No, we didn't do that. We just ate the ice cream. But, yeah, it's delicious, and I was very surprised that, because it kind of tastes like caramel, but it's cake.
Yes. You know, it's got the cream cheese in there. I've heard a few caramel takes on that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all over the place on what people think about it. And it's just funny how a palate can be so different, yours from mine.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
But overall, it's really been popular so far, the first few days of it. So we're excited.
And, you know, summer's coming. Here we are in spring, and we've got popsicle season and sandwich season and fudgesicle season. I can't say that. It's hard to say. And so you're going to be changing up what you deliver every day, aren't you, Perry?
Yep, for sure. We have a, like you mentioned, peach earlier. Peaches will be coming out again this summer. So for 3 months. So a lot of seasonal flavors that are on the way, along with a couple new exciting ones, you know,
that we can't talk about
yet.
Well, all right. Well, thank y'all for being with me.
Thank you for having us. Yep.
And if you like what you've heard, well, just give us 5 stars on the podcast rating and Check back in next week for another episode of Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.